KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off here with high school football action. It was the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs last night. Teams punching their ticket to head to the Unidome in Cedar Falls for the semifinals coming up next week. And we had a thriller for you last night in Tabor. The Cam Cougars came up just short of a trip to the semifinals with a 30-28 loss at Fremont Mills last night. It was every bit the battle as expected. Came down to the final seconds. Lane Speaker scored on a 3-yard touchdown run with 46 seconds left to put the Cougars within two. On the two-point conversion attempt to tie the game, Speaker rolled right on a run-pass option and attempted to make a throw to the back corner of the end zone to Colby Rich, but it sailed long. The onside kick attempt was unfruitful, and FM ran out the clock with a few kneel-downs there to preserve their victory. Fremont Mills opened up the game with a great kick return by Seth Malcolm to put them in Cam territory. Three plays later, Jake Malcolm hooked up with his brother Seth for a 34-yard touchdown pass to open the scoring. Taylor Reed added on the next score of the game on a 14-yard run with 1:45 left in the first quarter, so Fremont Mills was up 16-0 until the last drive of the first half. Cam was able to piece their way down the field in about a minute and a half of game time and finished the half with a big play. Ethan Arp hooked up with Connor McKee for a 48-yard touchdown pass with just 8 seconds left in the half. Lane Speaker added the two-point conversion to make it a 16-8 game at the break. The Cougars carried that momentum in a big way into the second half. The first possession of the second half went 9 plays, 64 yards for the Cougars. They capped it off with an 8-yard touchdown pass from Speaker to Rich. A Speaker 2-point conversion tied the game at 16, and just a few minutes there into the half. FM drove deep into Cam territory on their first possession of the half as well, but stalled out and turned it over on downs at the 11 of Cam. On the next play after the turnover, Lane Speaker sliced, spun, and sprinted his way to a 69-yard touchdown run to put the Cougars on top for the first time in the game. The two-point conversion attempt failed, keeping the margin at 22-16 in favor of the Cougars. And Fremont Mills answered right back, though, with a 6-play, 48-yard drive that was finished with a 5-yard touchdown run by Seth Malcolm. Lane Speaker was able to bat down the Knights' conversion pass attempt and keep the game tied at 22. A Taylor Reed interception of a Lane Speaker pass on the next drive gave the ball back to FM at their own 20, and the Knights then drove down the field in 8 plays and took the lead back on a 3-yard Malcolm touchdown run. Malcolm then hooked up with Adam Perrin on a nice conversion play where he faked a run up the middle and then stopped and threw it to the wide-open Perrin in the end zone to give Fremont Mills a 30-22 advantage. The Cougars turned the ball over with another interception deep in Knights territory, but the Cougar defense was able to hold up to give their offense another chance with 4:32 left to go in the game. Cam worked their way down the field with some big Speaker runs and a big third and long hookup from Speaker to Rich to set the Cougars up at the 5. 2 plays later, Speaker punched it in. Seth Malcolm finished the night with an impressive 308 yards on 41 carries to push the Knights to 7-1 on the season. Fremont Mills advances to the Unidome in the semifinals for the 7th time in the past 11 seasons. The Knights will meet Don Bosco in the 8-player semifinals next Thursday at 12:30 p.m. Cam ends their season with a record of 9-1. It was a great run there for the Cougars. They were right there neck and neck throughout the night, kind of the back-and-forth power battle we expected. We caught up with CAM head coach Barry Bauer afterwards. He was emotional with his team afterwards and talked about being right there on the doorstep, but just not quite coming up with what they needed.
I mean, these guys are playmakers, you know, and you want to get it. I think sometimes we were playing a little bit too tight at first, you know, and we were trying to make too much happen, you know, but then we found some things that probably worked a little bit and just kind of rode, and we knew that we were going to have to ride some people to, you know, get to where we wanted to be, and we did. But, you know, we sometimes shot ourselves in the foot. We didn't capitalize in the first half.
And Coach Bauer also talked about the call there on the two-point conversion attempt that came up empty.
It was like a run option type of thing, and because we thought we were going to load the box a little bit, and, you know, sometimes you get it, and sometimes you don't. And
you can hear the full post-game interview there with Coach Bauer on the same story on our sports page, KJN.com. He's certainly a guy that coaches with a lot of emotion. He was emotional afterwards, and tough there for the Cougars to come up just shy of getting to the semifinal round. The other games in the area last night, the Audubon Wheelers also played themselves an exciting football game, but they came up shy as well of getting back to the Unidome for the second straight year. They were ahead by a 27-7 early score, but it was Remsen St. Mary's fighting back as they scored the next 35 straight in the ball game to secure the victory, 42-27 the final there, as Remsen St. Mary's advances on as they defeat Audubon, and Remsen will move to the semifinals. So Audubon, after making it a state championship game last year, ends up just a game shy of getting themselves back to Cedar Falls. In other games around the area, was another good one in Class 3A between Harlan and Lewis Central. And again, the Cyclones come out victorious there at Merrill Field, and they'll head back to the Unidome. 21-14 victory there for the Cyclones over Lewis Central. So Harlan will advance. They'll be the top seed there in that 3A bracket and take on Boyden Hole Rock Valley coming up here in the next round. Here's a look at the rest of the scoreboard from last night. In Class 4A, it was Ankeny 28-7 over Waukee, Pleasant Valley 38-24 over Iowa City West, Southeast Polk 48-0 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and then Dowling Catholic advanced in a no contest because West Des Moines Valley had to cancel due to some positive COVID-19 cases. In Class 3A, Boyden Hole Rock Valley 23-14 over Webster City, Harlan 21-14 over Lewis Central, North Scott advances to their first trip to the Dome, 24-21 over West Delaware, Cedar Rapids Xavier was a 21-7 winner over Grinnell. In Class 2A, Comanche 34-20 over West Liberty. Central Lyon Rock Rapids was a 34-13 winner over West Lyon. It was PCM knocking off West Marshall. Of course, West Marshall, the team that defeated Atlantic last week. That was an interesting game as well. A 12-0 lead at halftime for West Marshall as they pulled out in front. But PCM scoring all of their 21 points in the third quarter, and it included a big interception return for a touchdown, and they got an extra point difference in that game. 21-20, the final there, PCM beating West Marshall. Also, Waukon, a 24-8 winner over Solon. In Class 1A, OABCIG keeps rolling on. They will pick up a 63-13 win over West Sioux, so last year's 2A champion is on their way to the semis in 1A this year. Sigourney Kyoto, a 35-32 winner over Columbus Catholic. It was South Central Calhoun 26-6 over Southeast Valley, and also Van Meter picked up a 33-14 win over Underwood. So the Underwood Eagles, their terrific season comes to an end. A couple of losses to two really good teams. They lost to two teams that are still alive in OABCIG and Van Meter. In Class A, it was Grundy Center 20-14 over West Hancock. Iowa City Regina topped Wapsie Valley 32-27. St. Ansgar 49-14 over MFL Marmac, and St. Albert was a 24-0 winner over Logan Magnolia. The Falcons avenge a loss they had earlier in the regular season. They dropped their second game of the year to Logan Magnolia 28-7, but this time they reverse course. It was an early score from Cy Patterson to get them going, and they picked up a 24-0 win there over Logan Magnolia. So the Falcons onto the Dome. And an eight-player, Don Bosco, 42-12 over Janesville. Of course, our game we mentioned, Fremont Mills, 30-28 over Cam. Remsen St. Mary's, 42-27 over Audubon. And Montezuma beat Easton Valley, 62-35. So here's how the semifinal schedule shapes up for next week at the Dome. On Thursday, it'll be 8-player and 3A. So 8-player starts the morning off at 9 o'clock as Remsen St. Mary's will take on Montezuma. And then at 12:30, Don Bosco will face Fremont Mills. The 3A matchups in the evening, 4 o'clock, Harlan will take on Boyden Hole Rock Valley. And at 7:30, Cedar Rapids Xavier faces North Scott. In a Class A play on Friday morning at 9 o'clock, St. Anchor takes on Iowa City Regina. And then at 12:30, St. Albert will get to take on Grundy Center. In Class 4A, at 4 o'clock, Southeast Polk will face Pleasant Valley, and at 7:30, Ankeny against Dowling Catholic. That's the Friday schedule. And then on Saturday, Class 1A and 2A. 1A will be at 9 o'clock between Van Meter and South Central Calhoun, 12:30 between OABCIG and Sigourney Kyoto. And the Class 2A will play with a 4 o'clock game, Central Lion George Little Rock against Comanche, and then at 7:30, Waukon takes on PCM. That's a look at your state semifinal schedule there. Coming up next week at the Dome in Cedar Falls. I did hear some comments last night from football administrator Todd Tharp with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. There is going to be some limited capacity of fans at the Dome for those semifinal games coming up next week. Schools are going to be given a passcode to be the first to have a chance to buy tickets, and then once they have a time frame that's set that expires, other folks then will have a chance to try to purchase those tickets as well. It's going to be reserve seating, so they'll have specific spots where you pick your seats, and they'll be, of course, spread out and try to social distance folks a little bit there for those games. And they will be clearing out the dome between each contest, so folks that are there for one game won't be able to just stay for the next. They have to clear the place out. They'll do some cleaning and then let folks back in for the next contest. So that's some of the details on how that spectating will work next week as well. So that's your Iowa High School football playoffs. A quick couple of notes here from college football. Iowa looks to get in the win column by hosting Michigan State under new coach Mel Tucker. The Spartans are 1-1 after an upset win at Michigan. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
Obviously, they're coming off a really big win. You know, a great win for them against an in-state rival. That's always a big thing, a trophy game. So they certainly played well last week, deserved the win. And the big thing is I think that they're playing well. And they're playing hard for the new staff, so things are really kind of coming together very well for them.
Ferentz is concerned about big plays from Michigan State quarterback Rocky Lombardi. The former West Des Moines Valley standout passed for 323 yards and three touchdowns in the win over Michigan.
You know, like most players, he's a better player than he was 2 years ago. He's done a really nice job, and, you know, they had some unbelievably, you know, just great big plays the other day that really made a big difference in the game. So he's doing a good job, and you lead your team to a you know, big win like that against a in-state rival. That's a big deal.
We have that one coming up for you here this morning on the Hawkeye Radio Network. 9 o'clock is pregame kickoff at 11 there at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State looks to remain part of a logjam at the top of the Big 12 standings by hosting Baylor. The Bears have struggled with COVID postponements and enter the game 1-3 under their first-year coach, Dave Aranda.
I think this is one of the most talented teams we've played. I think it's elite skill. Maybe the most skilled team, you know, in a lot of ways. I know Oklahoma State is outstanding, and I think, you know, in some ways, you know, they're on that level in terms of elite skill.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell, who says the Bears are much better than their record. That's a 6 o'clock kick tonight at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports. It was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.